life before Christ. I was born and raised in a family that loves Jesus. I have always heard the good news that Jesus died for me. But before I knew Jesus, I wasn't always say things that honored God. Sometimes I would even try not to think about him. Being at church was more about being with friends and having fun. As I got older, I would start to think, I'm not sure if I'm a Christian. How I came to know Christ. I believe Jesus died for my sins, but I wasn't not really sure if I was truly a Christian. So one day, we were in our house in Hanover Park. It was before breakfast. Jonas and I were talking to our father in the living room. Father asked Jonas and I, where would we go at the end of our lives? Heaven or the other place? Jonas said heaven, and I wasn't sure. I said the other place. This really concerned me and my father. Sometimes when I would live selfishly, I felt bad. One day I started crying. Breakfast was on the table. Father sat me on his knee and talked to me again about Jesus. Father and mother were always talking to me about Jesus. I began to ask myself, how can I be saved? God knew my heart, and he was calling me to know him. I began to think more about the Lord. I stopped saying speech that wasn't honoring God. I started listening in church. As I got older, I realized more and more that I needed Christ. I started asking questions to myself, like, how can I be saved? I was always been afraid to really think about my own salvation, knowing that my sin was holding me back. One day, I was trying to talk with Pastor Matt at church, but he wasn't around. So I asked my Uncle Joshua. The question was, what is faith, and how do you trust in the Lord for salvation? He told me, faith is trusting that Jesus died for your sins, confessing that you were a sinner, and giving your life to Jesus. So I went to somewhere alone and prayed. I again asked God to save me. Lately, at our prayer meetings, I would pray and ask God to save me. I prayed publicly to God that somehow someone would show me. As I prayed, I felt like I was about to explode. Even though it was embarrassing to pray out loud, I knew I had to pray. God was telling me I had to pray. I sincerely asked God to save me, but I lacked the assurance that I was truly saved. Later that week, I had a conversation with Mother in the car. Mother asked me what I prayed in prayer meeting, since she was in the nursery during that time. I told her that I prayed for God to save me, and I wanted someone to tell me how to be in the Lord and how to be his child. Mother asked questions like, do you believe the Bible? Do you know what Jesus did to save you? And questions like this. And she took me through the gospel message. She said, you choose to save yourself in your own works, which is not right. Or you can choose Christ who paid it all for you. Not long after we went to the library, as I started to think about salvation, I started crying. Mother left me for a few minutes, and I was by myself. I thought to myself, this is how I can be saved. So I called on the name of the Lord to save me. When my mother came back, I told her, Mother, I think I am saved, and I think I want to be baptized. I began to talk with my friend Elizabeth at church, who's a Christian. She told me about how to know that you are a believer. We talked about how being a Christian is not a feeling. I know that I believe in my heart that Jesus died personally for my sins. I believe that. I want everyone to know that I'm a Christian, and that's why I want to be baptized. My life now that I know Christ. Now that I'm saved, I like to take notes about the sermon on Sundays. I like to read my notes later and remember the message. I like to discuss with my parents and others what I'm learning in Sunday school. I like being with my friends who know Jesus. Because I love talking about the Lord, I even write down all the songs we sing. I write down all the prayer requests. I love singing hymns. We all do hymn studies at home and learn a Bible verse each week. Most of all, I love Jesus because he loved me first. Even though I am a sinner, he welcomes me to be with him in heaven, where he has prepared for me. Now that I am saved, I want to serve the body of Christ, Jesus is with me personally through the Holy Spirit. He's with me when I am happy and when I suffer. I have learned that my suffering with arthritis is actually a gift. Because of the pain I have had, I feel the pain of others. I love to pray for Johnny Sowen. He hurts a lot. I don't want him to hurt. I've prayed God to heal me, and God has healed me some. Sometimes, because of the pain, I have to ask for help. The Lord is my strength. Since I don't have a lot of physical strength, I love reading, especially God's Word. My confession of Christ. As I come for membership and baptism here at Living Hope, I want to tell you that Jesus is my Savior, my everlasting Father, my Creator, and my Comforter. Jesus lived a perfect life. He died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again on the third day. He did this to bring me into God's family. He is my light and my salvation. My name means pure light. I like that because Jesus is my pure light. I like to close with the verse I was dedicated with as a child. Philippians 2:15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and preserved nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Please pray for me that Jesus would shine through me. Thank you.
Sweetie, so proud of you. Good job. So proud of you. That is good.